more than 600,000 Philadelphians opt to drink bottled water rather than the water that comes out of the tap here in the city. Reporter Sophia Schmidt dug into the data and started asking some larger questions around mistrust in tap water. Sophia, thanks for joining us here on Studio 2.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
So there's a lot of distrust around tap water in Philly, and the statistics around who prefers bottled water over tap water to me was very interesting. Can you lay it all out, what you found?
Totally. So these numbers are from a survey that the Philadelphia Water Department does each year. They've done it for the last few years. And this is where the number that you cited, Avi, more than 600,000 Philadelphians opt to drink bottled water at home instead of tap water. So that's an estimated 42% of Philadelphians. If you break that down by demographic group, it does get really interesting. So Philadelphians with lower incomes tend to drink bottled water at higher rates than that citywide average. So close to 60% of people who earn less than $20,000 a year drink bottled water. That's compared to 17% of people who earn more than $150,000. The people who opt for bottled water are also disproportionately Black or Latino. 64% of Black Philadelphians drink bottled water, 59% of Latino Philadelphians, and that's compared to just 17% of White Philadelphians. It also varies by zip code. The highest percent of bottled water consumption is in North, West, and Southwest Philly. And there's a couple of reasons for this. Taste, convenience, but the main one is concerns over health and safety.
Yeah, so let's dig into that. I mean, it's a little counterintuitive to think that the people with the least money to spend the most on this thing that does come for free out of your tap. Why do these patterns exist, Sophia? Because I understand they exist in places, not just in Philadelphia.
Right. Yeah, these patterns, I talked to a couple scholars and they said that these patterns are super reflective of studies that have been done in other places too. And I guess before I dig into some of the reasons, I just want to note that the tap water in Philly that's delivered to homes meets or exceeds state and federal water quality standards, according to the Philadelphia Water Department. The city's water comes from the Delaware River and the Schuylkill River, and it undergoes a multi-step treatment process. It's tested for about 100 regulated contaminants before it leaves the treatment plants. But why do people have concerns over the safety of the water? There's a couple reasons, according to these scholars and some environmental justice advocates I talked to. One, you know, start with history and the history of racism around water and infrastructure in our country. So when Philly's first municipal water system was developed in the late 1700s, it was actually designed specifically to serve residents of European descent, leaving Black families to share public pumps. Then you get to redlining, which led to disinvestment in African-American and immigrant neighborhoods, segregation, where famously Black people were forced to use different water fountains than white people. You have the high-profile water crises in majority Black cities like Flint and Jackson, and some evidence that, you know, there are differences in enforcement of federal standards among different communities. So a 2019 analysis of EPA data found that race had the strongest relationship to poor enforcement of federal drinking water standards, with communities of color more likely to be served by utilities that violated the Safe Drinking Water Act and took longer to fix those violations.
Wow. And I think about, you know, just last year, there was a report that came out about possible lead in water at the schools. Of course, some of the water fountains had issues, right? And so you think about certain communities not trusting that. But I have to ask you, and Avi and I talked about this, is bottled water actually better than tap water, or do we just feel like it's better and it's not really a difference?
So the bottled water is regulated by the FDA, and the standards that the FDA uses are actually based on the same standards that the EPA uses to regulate tap water. So they're largely similar, but according to the FDA, one difference is that the standard for lead in bottled water is actually lower than that in tap water because tap water travels through pipes, which can contain lead. So there are some differences, but, you know, the experts I talk to mostly make the point that it might not be as different as you think. The sources of bottled water can be like well water, spring water. You know, a lot of municipal systems use well water. Like I said, in Philly, we use river water. Or some bottled water can actually just be tap water that is further filtered or distilled or something like that. So there are some differences, but it might not be as big as you think.
Well, we would have to leave it there, but it's a fascinating topic. And if you want to read more of Sophia's reporting on this, you can head on over to WHYY.org. Sophia Schmidt of WHYY's Plan Philly, thanks for being with us.